to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Did you miss us? It's Monday, October the 6th, 7:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Me too. Are you not listening
to
us?
Looks like somebody molested your microphone over the weekend. I'll have to fix that during the break.
Oh,
you know what? Well, I have no idea.
It's okay for the moment. I'll fix it during the break.
Oh, okay.
Okay, can you hear me okay, though?
I can hear you now.
Okay, can you hear me now? All right, I just turned up. Let's turn this all up here.
Good.
Okay, good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, and it's thanks for joining us here on our Monday morning. How odd to, you know, go away for the weekend. Of course, we always kind of share on Monday what's happened over the weekend. We've had a triple stacked day. A triple stacked weekend. We did Thursday night at Wind River with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. It was a blast, and we look forward to our other two dates, November 6th and December 4th. Those were well attended, or that was really well attended and wonderful. Friday was a day that I did the breast cancer luncheon. And that was a wonderful speaker. We had her on Becky Olson in the morning, as well as Doug LaMalfa, and the world was there for the luncheon. Saturday night, we had a Haven Humane's fundraiser at Wind River. It was packed.
Hugely.
In fact,
hugely,
they oversold. They didn't realize that they oversold. Those are good news. So people were patient in the fact that they added more tables, brought in more tables, and made sure that all of the people who bought tickets were well cared for. It was a hugely successful event. We're happy to be alongside Mark Story and alongside of the auctioneer. And that was great. All kinds of wonderful items. Sunday was the Marine Corps. What was that? It was a bunch of Marine guys out at
They had at the gazebo.
Gazebo.
Lake Park. Park, what is that down there?
Lake Redding Park.
Lake Redding Park, right there. And they had people, Marine Corps League was out there, and they had the young Marines also. And it was pretty cool. It was a great event, and then they had the women's event going next to it or over into
the
another part
pink.
Of the park. And then they had also, of course, you cannot get past the powwow. The powwow, which was just magnificent out there, with the dancing and the drumming and the just everything. It was just absolutely, you know, if you haven't seen one, you need to go. The powwow went started Friday, Saturday, and ended yesterday, but brought on by the Redding Rancheria. Outstanding. And by the way, the Redding Rancheria, you know, one of the things that probably you don't know about a lot of things, but that gazebo, that military, the veterans gazebo, was partially funded by a really nice donation from Wind River.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, that's when they do their annual march event where they donate over $100,000. And it's increments of $600 to this playground and $5,000 to that and $2,000 to that.
Thousands again.
And that was a wonderful thing, as well as so many other events that were going on. KIXE turns 50, so we watched a little bit on that on TV last night. But anyway, so just, you know, what it is to have so many things, so many activities going on in the Redding area. And Ben in the North State. We look forward to a fantastic week. Today I go for fittings for a Make-A-Wish fashion show that's going to be at Wind River this weekend. That should be a blast. And Saturday is Cowboy Up, which is a Think Pink event that's happening as well. I believe that's at the, we'll give you more information on that, but there's all kinds of stuff going on. In case you're wondering about the forecast, it's currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios this morning at 7:10 in the morning. Our highs today will be 93, clear tonight with temperatures around 59. Tuesday, it looks like it's around 90, Wednesday around 87. Thursday, we start to get around partly cloudy with our highs of around 83, and then we go back up around 88 and 89 over the weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer, locally owned, pushing that, love that, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
So,
hey, where are we going this morning?
Well, you know what, where I'm going is that I had a great, you know what, what's good about the weekend is I can actually sleep in on, and because Linda gets up and takes the dog up to the dog park on Saturday and Sunday. How sweet of you that is, and I want to thank you. But that's part of the thing.
So you can sleep in.
So I can sleep in, but part of, you know, with my sleep number setting of 35, and I dropped down this weekend for some reason, I'm not sure why, and your sleep number setting is 40. Sleep number setting is 40.
I move around, but it's 40.
But you know how much, you know, when you think about how much is a good night's sleep worth, I mean, it's priceless. And being able to sleep because of the schedule we have, and it's extremely hectic at times. You know, sometimes it slows down, so we're only doing things three or four times a week instead of five. So you value that time that you can actually sleep. And our sleep number bed, is absolutely, you know, everything they said it was going to be. You know, you know, usually when you're doing something and you're advertising something, you go, okay, I'm advertising, but we don't have live reads on that. We don't know the people and we don't believe in what they're doing. And also in this one, and now with the new Sleep IQ technology, the Sleep IQ technology actually, you know, senses how you sleep and will send you a message over the app to say, you know what, you may want to try this type of setting on your sleep number bed. So your sleep number setting will be just absolutely perfect for you. And right now, if you head on down to the sleep number store, you can save $400 on the most popular sleep number bed, the lowest price ever. And it's at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Just head on over there to see Brian and Janice. They will put you on a bed. They will show you what your sleep number setting is. And you can't beat that. And again, it's made in America. It's Consumer Reports' number one mattress. And Consumer Report, it doesn't take advertising. And it doesn't, you know, it just tests all the beds out and it gives you the best. And it's Sleep Number. Made in America, guaranteed. You can have a good night's sleep for the next 20 years. You know, 15, 20 years on Sleep Number. Head on down there. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Red Smith is with us. Red Smith authored a blog and on the golf tournament that Brent Weaver had, and said he didn't release names and there was things going on. Brent Weaver has since answered that, and Red asked to come on and say, well, look, can I give my side? And, of course, you can't because it's the fair thing to do. Anyway, we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens, and this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hi, this is Zoe from Zoe's Travel Shop in the Mount Shasta Mall.
We're open 7 days a week for all your traveling needs. Make travel fun where you can find items that are safe and fashionable. We carry brands such as Ex Officio, PacSafe, Dakine, Eagle Creek, and Briggs & Riley. That's Zoe's Travel Shop located in the Mount Shasta Mall.
From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 at 7:16 in the morning. And good morning, everybody. It's good Monday morning. Hey, last week an article came out in the Shasta Lantern and a blog by Red Smith who accused Brent Weaver of trying to hide money and that he didn't want to let out the names of all of his of the people that played on his golf tournament because they were trying to hide all this. And Brent was in the next day and actively said that wasn't true, that here's the, you know, that if people wanted the names, then, he's got them on his website, that if Brent had asked him, he would have given them to him. So we did that for like about 12 minutes on the show. So Red asked if he could come on. I said, absolutely. So, Red, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Now, the... when you wrote this thing, the big thing was is that you never once called Brent Weaver to ask him about it.
Actually, the big thing about the article is that Brent Weaver has not disclosed the names of his donors from his golf tournament to the state of California, as he's required to do.
But did you call him? Did you even ask him about this?
According to his own admission, he has not disclosed those campaign donors.
Red, come on. That's a yes or no answer. I just asked. And you told me before.
No,
I'm asking.
I have not called Brent Weaver.
Brent said he would have released them to you, but you're saying he still hasn't released them to the state of California.
Yes, and that's by his own admission, as he's required to do by campaign.
He's released it to everybody else on his website.
Hasn't released it to the state of California, Carl.
Where does it say that he has to do that?
Okay. And I'll get to that. And the thing to remember is Brent Weaver's not denying anything that I said in the article. He's denying whether or not he violated the law by doing that. He doesn't deny that he held the golf tournament. He doesn't deny that the payments were made to his private company. He doesn't deny that those funds were transferred to his campaign by his private company. And he doesn't deny that he has not released the name of those donors to the state of California. Now, let me read you this. And this is from the Political Reform Act. restrictions on contributions, laundered funds. If a contribution of $100 or more is received from a single source in a calendar year, the source must be identified on the committee's Form 460. If a contribution is received through an intermediary, which would be Weaver Lumber, both the intermediary and the true source of the contribution must be identified. If the information for both the true source and the intermediary are not provided, this is considered laundering, a serious violation of the Political Reform Act. Any laundered contributions must be paid to the paid to the Secretary of State. If required under the local rules, the funds may be deposited in the general fund of the local jurisdiction. That's pretty clear.
So what is the date on that? Is that an old...
The Political Reform Act was passed in 1974.
Okay. So Brent Weaver says that he has a paper trail showing that he talked... Was it the FPPC? FPP?
Mm-hmm. And I have
What is it called, the FPP?
The Fair Political Practices Commission.
Okay. He has said he's got a paper trail to that, and he has talked to them. And they said everything he was doing was legal?
I have not seen that. I have talked to Brent Weaver. He told me that he would send me that information. He sent me a link to his website showing the campaign donors. I have talked to the FPPC, specifically a lady named Jeanette Thurbright in the Enforcement Division. And when I explained to her the details of this before filing a complaint, she told me absolutely that is illegal. I explained to her, I said, can a candidate hold a campaign fundraiser and then have those contributions paid into a private company, even if it is his own private company, and then have that company pay to his campaign without disclosing the campaign donors? Exact words from the FPPC, no, that is absolutely illegal.
Yet he says that he's talked to the FPPC, and they've said it was okay, the person he was talking to.
And I would love to see what he has.
Isn't it possible that both of y'all were talking to two different people?
It could be absolutely possible, and that's why I would like to see what Brent Weaver has.
Do you feel like you should have called Brent before you went with this?
No, we actually felt, and it wasn't just me specifically, and when people claim that we didn't do our research on this or people say that this is dirty politics, you're not only calling into question my integrity, but you're calling into question the integrity of the entire staff at the Shasta Lantern. And we felt confident because we have problems that we worry about too. We worry about libel. You know, we knew that we were going to be putting a giant target on our back by doing this. We've lost advertisers over it, which we knew we were going to do before we did it. But we believe that bringing the truth out is worth it. And we felt confident speaking to the FPPC and being told by the FPPC that it was a violation of campaign law to run with the story.
Well, do you think this story, then you went into personal things in it, like calling people rogues and sycophants and all these kind of things. Is that also part of a news story or something you're breaking, or was that more of a personal opinion?
In hindsight, that should have been handled differently. The specific declarations that I made about people such as Missy MacArthur and Mike Dahl and Leonard Modi, every one of those things that I said is absolutely true about people.
In your opinion?
No, absolutely true. It's not an opinion whether or not Missy MacArthur voted to move.
Calling somebody a sycophant isn't that an opinion?
That
right?
is, and that's the point.
And rogues are opinions, right?
That is.
Okay.
But the specific things that I said about those people, their votes, the things that they have stated, none of that is opinion. That's absolute fact.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carl. Good morning, Red. This is Ruth Angel.
Morning, Ruth.
I do have a question, though, for Red, because, you know, I listened to their show last week, and I listened to Kayla and Red talk about they find out the facts, they make sure they have all the facts before they put something like that into their column or into their publication. And I don't know that this is yet getting all the facts. Basically, what they do or what they have information, and they have not discovered all the facts. And a simple phone call to Brent, and maybe he denied it, maybe whatever, but I think you follow the facts. And I'm not sure that they have all the facts yet. And that is sort of a little bit offensive. And I'll let Red, you know, he talked a little bit about it, but frankly, I think that not all the facts are in. And if this comes out that he is wrong, I think that they open themselves up to a loss of credibility. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Ruth.
Red? I would agree with that, absolutely, that if we do come up wrong on this, we do we do look at suffering from a loss of credibility. That's one of the things that we considered before we went with the story. We didn't just wake up one morning and decide to go play in traffic.
On this too is the you've gone to a person at the FPPC, mm-hmm. and they don't make comments on the on what's happening there. Mm-hmm. But what you've done is you've launched this right as the mail out vote started, and it hits the front page. Mm-hmm. And so 2 weeks from now, if they come back and say, "Oh nope, you know what? He absolutely could do this," impact on Weaver.
Well, it could have an impact on Weaver, and it was not detailed for the time that it would have an impact on Weaver. It was run at the time that we came across the information ourselves, researching campaign contributions and things like that.
So, though the release of it had nothing to do with the fact it was the mail-out ballots coming out that week?
No. The release of it has to do with the fact that we are a monthly paper and we come out at the beginning of every month. We became aware of the situation in the middle of September. We did our research on it, and it released, unfortunately, because our paper releases at the beginning of every month.
Okay. Let's see what else here. So the timing on the Record Searchlight article said that the thing that you were the law that you were quoting had something to do with large businesses and all that, and something had nothing to do with what you were saying.
Well, SB 27 is kind of a culmination of a lot of different political reforms. You've got Prop 34 in there. You've got the Political Reform Act. And it's kind of a capstone on the whole thing that clarifies that any contribution over $100 has to be declared to the state of California. So that's why that was quoted in there.
Okay. So the bottom line is that this is – this is a case of you saying something, the Weaver campaign saying something else. He said, she said. He has released the donors. And one of the other things you said in there was, why are you trying to keep all the donors secret? Mm-hmm. Which was another pejorative type thing. And he released the donors.
Yeah,
all the donors that were there. Now, that seems to me, if he was trying to hide it. Here's the other thing. Did you ever think to yourself, and because this is one of the questions I asked, was, this guy is being, whether you like the people around him or not, they've run elections before. Mm-hmm. And so what you're saying essentially is that the whole thing is illegal to hide stuff in a small town election when there's so many people looking at things. I mean, why would they even – I mean, why would they do this? It's because money's not the problem, obviously. So why would they do this? And you say to hide donors, yet here's the donor – I mean, here's the list of guys that play golf and girls. I mean –
Well,
and did you ask yourself that question too? Is why would they do this?
Yeah, that's actually a question that we asked in the article. Why would it be done this way?
And that's the question that I would have asked Brent. It was, Brent, why did you do it this way?
Well, the question was asked publicly, and according to Brent Weaver, he did it because the FPPC told him to do it that way.
Okay,
but unfortunately, what we're curious about is if the FPPC told him to do it that way, they told him to do it that way in violation of political campaign law.
The way you understand it.
Would you like me to read it again?
Well, I read it, but the way that you're reading it here may be something different than what they told him. And I wasn't in on either one of the conversations, so I can't say is, okay, they think it's a problem, or okay, they don't think it's a problem. I understand what you're
saying. And that's one of the reasons that I would love to see what Brent Weaver has, because if he was getting bad information from the FPPC, then I would love to help him with that, because then we've both been victims of that company.
And if you've been – okay. And you also said at the end of this, if you're wrong.
Absolutely, we will own it 100%.
Put a Weaver sign in your yard?
Well, huh? I'll tell you what
put
I think –
Put a Weaver sign in your yard?
Sure. If we're wrong, I'll put a Brent Weaver sign in my yard.
What's very important in we too, at being having an FCC license, mm-hmm. is that we have to triple check our facts. We see that all the time. Not saying that you did not, but I mean, it's just good common practice, because we have people on the phone who tell us one thing, we have people who tell us in Washington D.C. another thing, mm-hmm. and so we have to triple check our facts. And it's a frustrating thing, because we move forward thinking we're doing the proper and the correct thing. However, we're find out, at, you know, again,
a year later,
what are you talking about? You know, we called and, well, you know, either somebody changes positions, and that's just bureaucracy at its best.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now one more time. Here's another question. What is the issue? It sounded like when this first came on, they wanted who the donors were. The main issue, though, is that They didn't.
It has to be reported to the state of California.
To the donors are.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's several reasons for that, that's a good law that I don't have time to get into.
No, I think most people understand that. Okay. Red?
Thank you.
Well, we wanted, when you called and said, yeah, Red, we need to come on. And the thing is that we've discussed this, about talking to the other side on that. And we'll just see what happens. I just, unfortunately, it's this could come to be, this could be either something that's there or something that's not there.
Yeah, I agree. So
I hope that they, but unfortunately also for the Weaver campaign, it could take weeks for this thing to clear up one way or the other.
Well, we are doing everything we can to help push the FPPC along as well to get resolution to this. And I urge anybody that if you have your ballot, your mail-in ballot, and you're concerned about this issue, hold your ballot. Wait until this comes out, because I'm sure the Weaver campaign and ourselves are pushing for a resolution of this as fast as possible so we can get the answer.
Okay. Red Smith, who also has State of Jefferson Mine.
Yeah.
It's here on Saturday mornings right here on KCNR.
Okay, coming up after the break, we do have Windermere here. We're talking about the Make-A-Wish fashion show on Friday, as well as, hey, one of our big shots. And you know who she is from the Record Searchlight. She's in person here coming up at 7:45. Let's take a break here. KCNR 1460.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed, and we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
Hello, my name is Kristen Schrader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I'm prepared to make Reading the place our community desires and deserves. I'll bring new jobs to Reading, make sure our city is safe, and maintain our infrastructure. I've been endorsed by the Reading Peace Officers Association, Reading Firefighters Association, and the Shasta Builders Exchange. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Schrader for City Council 2014.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Oh yeah, Pointer Sisters.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:34 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors are out there teaching concealed carry classes. And for a limited time, NFI is going to provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course if you don't have your own firearm. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 530-999-1822. They also teach rifle hunting classes, also basic, you know, just your basic firearms package.
All right. Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460 on this Monday morning. We love to start to talk about the events that are going on. And with me this morning is Barbara Harrison, one of my favorite people in the world.
Thank you, dear.
And, of course, Wayne Martin, who is with Windermere Realty. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Let's talk about the Make-A-Wish. It's the third annual Make-A-Wish fashion show happening this Friday.
Right.
Let's get everybody excited, woohoo, to buy tickets. What's it about?
Well, first of all, thank you for having us, and it's great to see you on a Monday morning so bright and chipper after your busy, busy weekend.
It's our job.
It's our, I know. Yeah, we have to.
And I'm here to do it, right?
You know, we have meds, and we're going to start selling over the website.
No, I would
here.
Like some meds.
I got my hand out. Give me one.
We have a special mixture for Linda and I.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say this is also for Wings of Angels. It's for both causes. And this is the money that we get from this sort of an event or an affair goes in two different directions, as Make-A-Wish does something different and gives a big overall gift, where Wings of Angels helps them along the way to meet their medical needs, to get their gas, food. They have to be in Davis or they have to be in San Francisco for appointments. They help them with gas cards and all that sort of thing. So it's huge for them, for what Donna does. And she was over at my house yesterday, and we had quite a conversation about
Arizio.
Mm-hmm, what she does for Wings of Angels.
She's amazing.
And just a little bit of a shout-out today, because this is the anniversary of the death of her daughter.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'll say prayers. And she began Wings of Angels.
Yes, she did.
And she's
been
amazing. Chosen last year as a recipient from the Sir Optimus Woman of the Year.
Yep. And I had that 1 year, too, so I know that's a great honor.
Fantastic,
should. Yeah.
So anyway, going back to Donna.
Back to the fashion show. I get wound up. I'm sorry. I just love that lady a lot. Mm. Fashion show will be Friday night. We have 8 wonderful models, and Linda's at the top of the list. And so we'll have fashions from Red Fox Boutique and from The Carousel, which are two of our really outstanding boutique shops here in town, I think, anyway. They've done a marvelous job with the fashions, and they're just great people to work with. And tickets?
We have Dutch Raffle and live auctions and Texas Hold'em Tournament.
Absolutely.
What do you got? Wayne, are you in charge of that Texas Hold'em Tournament?
No, we don't let him.
No, they don't let me near the cards. But we also have golf packages. We have a 7-day vacation auction that we're auctioning off to Vegas. We've got barbecue dinner for 25 people and 3 days in Disneyland. And we have over 80 raffle items. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got good music. Don Burton's going to be playing with his band. And one of the things that I thought was really, really great, we had an opportunity to meet a parent by chance. One of the parents came to my office to do some office work and on our air conditioning, and happened to be one of the parents of Rachel, who we funded last year. And he said that it was so important for their family, because they got broken up during the time that they had a daughter that actually had cancer before and died, and then the next daughter was diagnosed, and they had to split up the family. But because of the support of Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angels, it brought the whole family back together, and she's thriving. Rachel is doing really good.
She'll be
we
there.
Got a great report. So it's really about the kids. It's really about the family.
Did you feel like God was talking to you in a testimonial just then when you had your air conditioning unit, and here's this family touched by the very fundraiser that you pull your heart and soul out for?
Absolutely.
The interesting thing about that, too, those girls were twins. And the first one died. They didn't have the drugs needed and what have you to help her. And then the second child came down with it, and she's in remission. So it's amazing how we have progressed with medicines.
What was the time? Timing on that, was it like a year later or 2 years? Or
about 2 years later.
So 2 years later, they had something that could fight the twin.
And if you saw her now, she's in my profile picture on my
Facebook
page.
You know,
she's just an amazing little kid.
There's many diseases out there that are no longer a death sentence where they were 10 years ago.
Right.
And tomorrow on the show we're having Dr. Primula Danuka, who is the only female oncologist all in Northern California.
She's amazing,
and she is amazing, and she's going to talk about breast cancer and there's and about how they catch it early. It's not a death sentence. You can go on with your life with little change. So this is the type of thing that I just love hearing, things we can do.
So Wayne, with Windermere.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit,
how did you get involved? You can say it.
First of all, tell us a little bit about Windermere and how Windermere chose Make a Wish.
Windermere Real Estate, we're very community oriented. A portion of our commissions go towards our foundation, and our foundation really focuses on families that are in need, basically low income or just families in need. And so we build a pool, and then we choose different projects throughout the year. And so we really like to give back to our community. So 3 years ago, we decided we'd do something a little bit different because, Redding's hot rods, motorcycles, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And we thought, well, let's do something a little different. So we decided to do a fashion show. We hooked up with Barbara. She's incredibly fantastic. You guys are awesome for having us on. And so we just kind of brought it together. So this is our third year and the Windermere Foundation, who is under Windermere Real Estate, we funded over almost $30 million in the last 20 years. And so that is really important to us to give back to the community that supports us.
Well, thank you so much for that, because we all know that when we've heard these stories from Donna and also personally being involved with some Make-A-Wish shows in the past, when you kind of get down into the Kevin Sharps and the people who maybe you've touched on their lives, you've watched their stories, or you've seen a kid's wish come true. Simple thing is that they want to go fishing or meet a star or a celebrity, go to Disneyland, and that this Make-A-Wish situation is such a beautiful thing to do in one's life. Barbara, can you expound on that a little bit?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Kevin Sharp, because about a week ago, I got an email from his manager, who is still around. She's on my Facebook page. And they're doing an album now of some of his greatest hits. They're putting it all together and going to put it out. Probably take about 4 months to complete it and finish it. But it's funny that you brought up his name, because I hadn't talked about him in a long time. But anyway, that'll be cool.
His name was brought up the other day on the news.
Yeah.
It was. And plus the fact,
I think it's about the album.
Yeah, plus the fact of watching him perform.
Yes.
That time. Yeah. And he was very ill.
You're right. Yeah,
he was very ill that. And you could tell.
Yeah, I had him 2 years in a row. Yeah, he was great.
Well, let's talk about this one more time here. Well, not one more time. It's going to be continually this week. The third annual fashion show fundraiser for Make-A-Wish and Wings of Angel. It's going to be Angels. Friday, October 10th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Wind River. General admission is $25. Sponsored tables of 10 is for $300, including wine. Yeehaw. Serving gourmet hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, and wine. Texas Hold'em Tournament. Grand prize is a long weekend in Las Vegas. However, they've got so many other things that they're also auctioning off during that time. A Dutch raffle, live auction, includes a Disney cruise, a weekend in Mount Shasta at Strawberry Village Inn, fashions from the Red Fox Boutique and Carousel. You'll see Linda up there on the runway.
And Billy and Patrick Graham Singh and Don Burton's playing. So you've got the whole...
You've got them all. You've got everybody.
World.
Radio, TV, the whole thing.
It's a real happening.
You've got the real people in the real
Michelle
media
Nystrom
personalities.
Will be there.
I like to handpick the best.
There you go. And you know what?
It's an outreach.
Correction.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Real quick, it says that we were doing a cruise on there and that got changed.
Okay.
It's a 3-day stay in Disneyland.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's even much better than a Disney cruise, because
I'm not disappointed at all.
You can't go upside down on a Disney cruise without getting in much trouble.
Curious about the seven. Well, now in Las Vegas, that's another story. We can go upside down there, but
that stays there.
Yeah. curious about the Vegas trip too. So, in fact, there's my girls are wanting to get together, meeting the gold diggers, like someplace that we're going to get to meet and have a week trip, girls trip.
My sister's living there now.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, so.
Okay, so.
It's the fashion show. Make-A-Wish fashion show this Friday.
How do people get tickets here?
Oh, well, you can get tickets at Windermere Real Estate. We're at 2415 Larkspur Way, which is easy to find. You can call us at 224-2270, or you can buy tickets at the door. But give us a call and we'll get you to our office and you can pick up your tickets if you'd like to.
It'd be better for you to call. We'd love to reserve a table.
Absolutely,
for you.
Reserve
right.
A table.
And or you can stop by the Red Fox Boutique in Carousel. So good. So all these places are covered. Anyway, great news. And we will be joined. I mean, we're going to take a break, but yeah. Right after that.
Coming up, we have Carol Ferguson, who's the managing editor of Record Searchlight. Stay tuned right after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Trust, follow through, integrity. These are words voters are using to describe Assemblyman Brian Daly.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
Our voice counts with Brian. Our votes count with Brian. He will represent us.
Because of Brian's leadership in the state assembly, he's received a 100% rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian helped pass legislation to support rural schools, and he worked hard to pass a bill that reduces wildfire hazard while putting people back to work in our forests. That's called leadership.
He will do what he says he's going to do.
He's a guy that you can trust every day. He's going to work hard. He's going to work relentlessly hard.
The choice is clear. Send a farmer, a leader with North State common sense values, back to Sacramento. Re-elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
I will vote for Brian Daly.
I'm voting for Brian Daly for Assembly.
Paid for by Daly for Assembly 2014.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, and it has been an honor for me to serve on the Reading City Council these last 8 years. The future of Reading is bright. We still have many serious issues facing us as we move forward. Issues like pension reform, roads, water, and above all, the rising crime rate in the city of Reading. So I hope you join me this November 4th and vote Patrick Jones for Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones 2014.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 65 degrees. If you're just tuning in on this fabulous Monday morning, it's going to be 93 today here in the fabulous northern area of Reading tonight. Clear with temperatures around 59 Tuesday. 90 and Wednesday around 87 with beautiful clear skies. Nothing getting cloudy until around Thursday night. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, with all types of coffee and cold drinks. And it's getting starting to get cooler now. Also, great, 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 great can I say that one more time? Great Christmas presents. You know, when you start buying coffee and tea and all those things.
Great.
Loose. And then, of course, walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
Our guest this morning, Carol Ferguson, who is the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. Oh, boy, girlfriend, lots going on.
Oh, lots. Election time.
Election year. Now, as I just... You know, Silas was on here one time, and I just pummeled Silas. But it's fun pummeling Silas, so I'm not going to pummel you.
Thank you.
Because you...
No pummeling on this
Monday.
There'll
be no pummeling. There'll be no pummeling on you this week.
Well, anyway, thanks for coming in on such a short notice.
But I'm inviting Silas back in because I'm pummeling on him again. But
okay.
Election year.
Got 10 minutes. What's the question? Yeah. Where are we going?
Well, have you all selected anybody yet?
No, they're still in the interview stages. They're wrapping up the interviews this week, and the endorsements should start coming out next week, week after, something like that.
Okay. So.
Meaning endorsing candidates.
Candidates right. And on issues. We are going to endorse on issues this year, too.
Oh, okay. You know, I think that's a good idea. You know, we don't usually take stands on, we don't endorse candidates at the city and county level. We just don't do that. But We are taking stands on endorsing the measures.
Okay.
So I think that's for the first time we've done that, only because it's something
we haven't talked about it, but you know, I'm sure we haven't really discussed what those are, our stand yet on the measures.
Oh, no. Well, some people already know where we stand on one of them, on B, but the rest of them we haven't said anything yet.
But going back to the Record Searchlight.
Okay.
All right. So, speaking of Measure B. Just wanted to get the word out there that tomorrow at noon we're going to have a live debate between Tom Corrado of the Building Trades Union and either Mike Warren or Randall Hempling from Turtle Bay on Measure B. It'll be at noon. We're going to be streaming it live.
That'll
on Reading.com. 45 minutes is what we're putting up for it.
Who's asking the questions? Are they going after each other?
I'm moderating.
You are.
So okay. We came up with some questions. We're also going to take questions from the audience, so to speak. People can follow along our live coverage on Reading.com, and they can also tweet in their questions or their insight using the hashtag ReadingB. So it turns out there are a lot of Measure Bs out there this election year, and we didn't want to get confused with some of the others. So
that's tomorrow then?
Tomorrow at noon.
At noon at the?
Record Searchlight, but you come onto Reading.com. Don't come into the paper.
Okay.
It's all going to be done online.
Oh, so you can just watch. Okay, mm-hmm. I was confused there. So,
Reading.com.
So you can just watch it on Reading.com and watch the debate that goes back and forth. Oh, okay.
Well, that'll be a nice service. So it's going to be either Hempling or Warren against
Tom Corrado.
Tom Corrado.
Tom's good. And Tom's been on. In fact, we want to have them both back on again here in the next week or two to maybe not on the same day, but just to discuss Measure B from both sides. Also, Measure A people were in and left me a note. I can tell because there was residue. No, I'm just kidding. Come on. It was just kidding. No, I invited them on too for Measure A, the people for Measure A, I mean against Measure A, which would be the ones who want to see it grown. Marijuana grown, and of course the ones they're saying for Measure A that want to see it not grown, we're going to be on. And then Measure F, which is really a big one being pushed by Rick Bassetti. Mm-hmm. And even though four of the candidates are against it and two are for it.
And right.
Do you see anything that it's – did I see an article the other day about both the women – both the people for it are women?
Yes.
And everybody against it are men, and it has something to do with nurturing?
Maybe.
Actually put that in there?
So okay, I have a question for you that's besides politics here. And, of course, Bob, I think Bob needs to weigh in there with a – let's go with you first, Bob.
I have a question. The no on A signs that I'm seeing around my neighborhood. Well, first they were on, like, plywood with spray paint, and now they're a little more printed. They say – protect yourself. Well, that's kind of broad. And what protects me from that aroma that wafts over my house this time of year? That's just my question.
Okay. Other question is just one more time. It's going to be at what time? The debate tomorrow.
Yes, noon.
At noon. If you go to Reading.com and you don't have to go anywhere, you can just get it right from your house or right from your tablet, from your phone.
Right there at work, too.
Well, is that the future?
I know that online, there's a big meeting place online among all the media. So television, radio, bloggers, everyone is meeting online. So there's going to be kind of this merger of media where you may end up with just online media mm-hmm. of some sort that includes videos and live presentations and print and pictures and polls and that sort of thing.
When did you decide, and it's just a curiosity, because at one time we were talking about the fact, and this is not so politically, it's about the body of the paper, that it we used to talk about how the front page was businesses were upset because the entire front page was this negative, negative, negative. And then there seemed to be a concerted effort somewhere. And how did that decision come upon that you at least were doing some life interest stories, some positive, at least one story on the front paper, which would be more enlightening to the community?
Well, it's actually our Shaping Our Future initiative, which this forum tomorrow is part of. And that is showing people in the community, people making a difference, what they can do to improve public safety and land use management. So you're seeing a lot more of that. And there are stories where we sit down and we really discuss how are we going to cover these. We're looking at the issues. We look at them deeper. So that's really what you're seeing, too, plus the people making a difference. We're going to have a story on your previous guest, Barbara Harrison. Will be coming out this week about her and what she does, and this is part of one of those.
Wow. She works
people
so
make
hard.
A difference in the community, huh?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. There
you know,
go.
I kind of find it heartwarming to see who grew the biggest pumpkin, and then you know, next to it, of course, is going to be you know.
I'm not sure that needs to be on the
ISIS. You know, just things that are just like I care about all of it. And no, it's seriously, it is, this is a community. Nice to see who won a soccer game or football game that's inside. And I like how you, on your left tab, you're putting the little highlights. So it's just, I don't know, you're making the attempt. I appreciate that. I just want to say that's a shout out that you guys are doing some things that are a little bit, have more positive energy. Insofar as picking up the paper and feeling like you're really getting a handle on the community rather than complete slit your wrist news.
Thank you.
Well, I know you played a big part in that too, Carol. And I just saw where, going back to slit your wrist, New York Times let lose 7.5% of their staff, and they said the digital is not what they thought it was going to be. That was, you know what, I didn't read any further than that because it was the headlines off to the left there, but I thought, that's interesting.
It is interesting because for all the newspapers in the nation, they have one of the highest rates of people subscribing digitally and buying a digital subscription. But it's not nearly as much money as you can get from advertising. And print advertising is declining. Not as many people are buying print ads. And also online ads, they've never been able to get that traction on websites.
And why are they buying less print ads?
The Great Recession with the real estate bust, what was left or what was able to limp through that went online. A lot of that advertising just went online. You can do free MLS searches online, Craigslist decimated, classified, and then you have it's cars, too. I mean, a lot of people just find cars online now, too.
Well, you know, I have to admit that. You know, we buy the paper, and we get the paper here every day. And I go through that kind of. But you're right. But if I'm looking for something specific, you hop onto the web.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that I just don't see right around here, that's what people do. Okay, we just got a couple minutes left. We want to have you back on again for a much longer time, but Record Searchlight is going to be making their announcements on endorsements here in the next couple of weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Be on the look for that. We also have an election guide. Our voter's guide is coming out this Sunday. And we'll also have a robust online presentation of that as well with videos, pictures, insights from the candidates, and also about the issues.
You know, some of these issues, and they come up the way they're written, are just horrible. And I saw Tom Pasinko wrote an article about the measure, what was it, 45 or something like that, that's going to turn people loose. And yet when you read it, it sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to turn sex offenders loose. And yet when you read it, it goes, oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Right.
Thank you so much for being with us. And you've been on the show several times, and you're always forthcoming about what's happening there.
Well, thank you. I enjoy being on your show. So,
well, we're going to, like I said, we're going to do that more. We've got the big election stuff coming out. Record Searchlight is y'all still swing a pretty big stick around here.
Thanks.
All right, Carol. Thank you so much. And great seeing you at the two events. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we'll be seeing you around again at some more events that are happening this weekend.
You sure will.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages with Enjoy the Magazine. Find out what's going on in the North State here. What an eclectic show we've had so far.
First Monday of the month. Enjoy Magazine.
There you go. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court has turned away appeals today from five states seeking to prohibit same-sex marriages. SRN News legal affairs analyst Matt Staver says the court should have taken up at least one of the cases.
The Supreme Court cannot simply duck and hide from its responsibility. That's what it's doing. It's going to ultimately throw up its hands and say, we didn't undermine marriage, the other courts did.
While the justices did not comment in rejecting appeals from Indiana, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin, they stopped short of resolving, for now, the question of same-sex marriage nationwide. All those states in which the voters decided to enshrine the biblical and traditional view of marriage as the law of the land, and those laws were all struck down by lower courts, with the states hoping that the U.S. Supreme Court would take up the case and intervene on their behalf. Doctors at the Nebraska Medical Center's isolation unit are evaluating an NBC cameraman sick with Ebola after he arrived there this morning from Liberia. CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden, meanwhile, says that health officials are taking a look at all the contacts that Thomas Eric Duncan had before being admitted to a hospital in Dallas, as he explained on NBC's Today Show.
10 contacts who definitely had contact with him, and 38 others who might have had contact. Every single one of those 48 people was monitored yesterday. The temperatures were taken. None of them had symptoms. None of them had fever.
Meanwhile, the commander of the Army's 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, says a handful of his soldiers are already in Liberia trying to offer medical assistance.
It's about a six-hour training cycle that talks about Ebola. It talks about the protective measures that you have to take, as well as all the protective equipment and how to wear it.
Major General Gary Valesky says a soldier is being given training on the Ebola threat and protective measures, including how to wear their gear. At Wall Street, the Dow's doing well, up about 60 points right now, and this is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
20 years of debt management services, nearly $100 million saved in finance charges. It's Trinity's 20th anniversary, and these are just a few of the milestones we're celebrating as we begin our third decade of helping people become debt-free for keeps.
My name is Mike. Trinity brought us relief by greatly reducing our interest and consolidating our bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
A new report on charity finds that amid a widening income gap, the wealthy are giving less while poor and middle-income Americans dig deeper to help good causes.
An analysis of IRS data conducted by the Chronicle of Philanthropy finds that Americans who earn at least $200,000 reduce the share of their income they gave to charity by 4.6% from 2006 to 2012. Those earning less than $100,000 donated 4.5% more of their income. The report says changes in giving patterns were most pronounced in major cities, where the percentage of income that residents donated tumbled between 2006 and 2012.
That report from SRN's Jeremy House. Investors have no major government reports to look at today, but tomorrow the Labor Department will be issuing its job openings and labor turnover survey for the month of August, and the Federal Reserve is set to release consumer credit data for the month of August as well. This is SRN News. Euro Disney, which runs the Disneyland Paris theme park, has announced $1.26 billion refinancing in the face of falling visitor numbers and spending.
Pulled in twice as many tourists as the Eiffel Tower. But Disneyland Paris is struggling to keep up investments in its theme park. A senior executive said challenging conditions in the wider European economy had made it difficult for the company to service its debts. The new package includes a cash injection from the parent company of more than $500 million, with another $750 million of outstanding debt converted to equity. The company's share price fell sharply on Monday morning as a result of the announcement.
This is BBC's Lucy Williamson reporting from Paris. A trial related to the Boston Marathon bombings is scheduled to start today. Robel Philippos of Cambridge, Massachusetts, a friend of the suspect, Jokhar Tsarnaev, is accused of being an accessory after the fact. More details at srnnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bot. 8:05 in the morning here on October the 6th. What a great day. What a great day this is going to be. It's going to be a good week here. Give us a call at 605-4567. And we're on KCNR1460.com and we're streaming right now too. Join our chat room. Good morning, Joe and Angel and Sonny's on there and, several others. Linda, we have the weather.
Absolutely. Currently 66 degrees in the downtown studios. If you're looking for where the temperature is going to be, we have around highs today of 93. Yesterday it was so hot.
It's 100 degrees where I was.
Clear tonight with temperatures around 59. If you're looking for where we're going to be throughout the week, sunny on Tuesday with 90, Wednesday around 87, Thursday we get around 83. We get those back to those fabulous days. Go back up to around 89 on Saturday. Mostly clear throughout the week, maybe occasional clouds. Other than that, it's going to be a fabulous week here. And the weather is brought to you on KCNR every day from Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We have to go. We don't have to go. We'd like to go to Sally to talk about what's happening tonight in a special meeting. Good morning, Sally, and tell us what's happening.
Good morning. Yes, we have a very special guest tonight. He is the CEO of the John Birch Society, Art Thompson. And I didn't know much about the John Birch Society. I always wondered why they got such a bad rap until I started doing some research on the John Birch Society. And this is their mission statement: to bring about less government, more responsibility, and a better world by providing leadership, education, and organized volunteer action in accordance with moral and constitutional principles.
Well, that
sounds like a really bad organization to me, don't you think?
That's the enemy. That's an enemy of the state. So, you know, you know what? It's true. You know, back when I was growing up, and I'm older than you are, Sally, that you'd hear things like, he's a Bircher, John Bircher. And it was like, you know, it was a threat.
Yes.
But if you just read the mission statements of a lot of ISIL, trying to bring happiness to all in the Middle East. That's our mission statement.
Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to hearing what he's going to be talking about, free trade agreements and those kinds of things tonight. And we're also going to take a straw poll, get the pulse on what our volunteer people that come to our meetings think about what's on the ballot statewide as well as locally, and we'll have those results right after. So it should be an interesting night tonight.
I think it will be, and where is it going to be at?
It's going to be at Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Barnaby Road, and we start at 6 o'clock.
And you have a great time. There's always something interesting going on there.
Yes, there is.
There really is. I mean, it is. There's a lot of people that care about this country and about this area.
If people want to come out and get involved with a local candidate, we've got a group it's also helping the candidates doing precinct walking, calling, that kind of thing as well.
And it's open to all. And it's open to all.
Yes, it is.
It's not a conservative Republican type thing. It's open to anybody.
That's right. Come on out.
There you go.
Thank you, Sally. Carl.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sally. Coming up with us in the studio right now is Rhonda Ball and James Masada. I know it's Monday morning, but you know what? This is, again, a fabulous October issue of Enjoy the Magazine, and we have so many things to cover as well as some of the great goodies that are in the store. You guys are constantly remodeling. You're pushing out. You're growing. You have so much to tell our listeners this morning, discussing a new launching. James is looking like if I unpack one more box, I think I'm going to scream.
You have little cardboard burns on your fingers, James. I've noticed that.
Hey, he loves it. He walks around. I don't even know. I think he sleeps with his eyes open. But anyway, we're going to be right back after these messages. We're going to take an early break so we can come back and we can cover who is that darling girl that is on the cover of Enjoy Magazine. Let's talk about that.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's hot today. It's going to be hot through this weekend. It's not too late to get Martin and his people down there to make sure your cooling system is actually working right. We found out that there was a lot of parts of ours when they came in that needed to be fixed. And, you know, that
we're talking parts.
I mean, parts. And parts are not just parts.
Parts apart in the bottom of the house. Parts all over the place.
Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day for emergencies. Alliance Heating and Air. You know, good people that are honest that will go down and tell you exactly what has to be done and will do that. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hello, my name is Kristen Schrader. I was born and raised here in Reading. I went to local schools and raised a family with my husband, Jack. I'm running for city council because I'm prepared to make Reading the place our community desires and deserves. I'll bring new jobs to Reading, make sure our city is safe, and maintain our infrastructure. I've been endorsed by the Reading Peace Officers Association, Reading Firefighters Association, and the Shasta Builders Exchange. On November 4th, vote for me, Kristen Schrader. I'll get things done. Paid for by Kristen Schrader for City Council 2014.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Clicking their fingers there.
Yeah. Okay, we're playing that. Welcome back.
Well, because it's Enjoy Magazine's 8th birthday, and they're here today. We're talking about what's going on with their 8th issue. You have something there you want to read.
Well, I was just going to say it's 8:15 in the morning, and welcome back to the show. But you've got it already. You know what? We've got all these things to talk about. It's 8:15 in the morning. I mean, it's exactly 8:15 in the morning. And there's just a lot of things. We'll catch up on them here. But you know what? The most important thing is just like you said.
Rhonda Ball, James Masada in the house. We're celebrating Enjoy's 8th birthday.
Can you believe that?
With the darling cover of a gal who's got a birthday that equates
she's
to
8.
And 8. Yep. I just, you know.
You don't look
our number
over 8.
I feel like I have not been here that long. And I remember meeting you guys.
I remember.
And I love how you did a throwback of your picture of the time when you were on Lake Boulevard in the big warehouse.
Yep.
And I remember walking in the very first time I was in your you hadn't even started the store.
No.
It was the Enjoy Magazine.
On Lake Boulevard in the warehouse.
In the warehouse. Yeah. And there was a t-shirt place or something. Yeah. I don't know if it was in there. But I thought that you were very forward thinking because I think you had colors. You had a lot of like a contemporary feel, but you had the big Mac screens and you had tangerine and silver. It's funny how I can't remember what I'm wearing. Usually I remember what I'm wearing. But I just remember the feeling of that. And so here you are. It was the instinct was correct in the fact that you guys are always thinking forward, moving forward. Congratulations on 8 years.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we've been able to talk about a lot of really great things that happen in the North State. And I think that's what makes this so endearing. It's not about the negative. It's always about positive.
It is. And you know what? I have to ask you, is magazine years like radio years, that each one's worth 7?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's more in line
with dog years.
Yes, that's what I meant. That's with dog years.
And it goes to the gray hair, too.
Isn't it funny how it goes, oh, it's been a year. No, it's been 12 years.
Well, you continuously put out a quality magazine. You've got quality in your store. And I think it's very interesting. The two of you have worked together for many years, but you're only as good as your team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is true.
Yeah, we have a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Integrity.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, you all put out some, you know what, it's well, every issue is
the thing for us is that, you know, it is a team effort, but you know, when you look at it, this magazine, and of course, you know, I, without sounding boastful, is really an anchor and a rock for Northern California, because really we get the honor of sharing details and untold stories of the places and people of the great area that we live in. So, I mean, I don't know how many stories we have total. I know that Rhonda has statistics in her head all the time because she's so close to it as our editor in chief. But I mean, we have literally thousands now of stories we're building an archive of amazing things from Northern California.
And a backlog of ones that want to get into the magazine. I mean, you have a year's worth of, you know, things on hold. You used to take all your road trips. You used to take your road trips with Carrie Regan.
Uh-huh.
That's fantastic. Yep. You can go out and actually see, feel, touch, taste, all of those things.
And that's what we get a lot in the store is people coming in going, is the new issue out yet? And we're like, no, it'll be here tomorrow. And they're like, oh, great. I can't wait to book out my month.
Now, you have just added in on your store. You've added, you took a wall down. I saw you a couple Saturdays ago. Yep. Thank you for opening for me. I got some the lavender spray. I had guests, and it was so important that I had that particular lavender spray you've been out of for so long. But yep. So you were tearing down a wall, and you're adding on. Tell our listeners about what's happening with the store.
So our store is also celebrating its birthday, 4 years. Everything seems to be in October. And there's a little caveat even to that. So we're expanding the store for the second time. The poor magazine staff is going through.
I'm in the closet now.
Literally, and Michael's at the office right now, sent me a text because his desk is piled with crates. And
oh, God.
So they suffer a lot at my hand of the store consuming every square inch of everything. But the store is in an expansion. We are almost doubling the size of our store downtown. So that's awesome. So we'll be able to have more space. We're putting in a second register to service our customers during the holidays when it gets crazy in there. Being able to bring in more vendors, some more of the bigger pieces of furniture in our home decor and galleries that we wanted to do for a long time. So we just go steady as she goes. And with that said, in our celebration of birthdays and starting the magazine in October, starting the store in October, we are really, really excited and proud to announce that we have just also launched our second magazine in the month of October, and it's called Enjoy South Valley Living, which is based out of Visalia, California, which is about 45 minutes south of Fresno. And we've also opened a third store location in that marketplace that will represent the products and the great producers of that marketplace. So
it's like almost a franchise that's gone out.
Yes and no. This was a company-owned magazine and store. So we have staff down there that is part of our team. They're a new part of our team. But these are all in – this whole process is in hopes that someday we can create a perfect franchise model for like-minded people in other parts of the country that would want to start a regional lifestyle magazine.
And we do have interest.
And we do have interest. And so
I bet you do.
Like Temecula area. Can you just imagine?
Yeah.
Well, and then that area, yeah, because that's
I was
a
just
hugely.
There.
Yeah, your eyes are rolling. Temecula.
Well, I'm just, but that's a hugely, I mean, that place has grown so much. I mean, when I was a pup in the Marine Corps, and this was, you know, back in the 70s, Temecula was nothing. You could buy 10 acres out there for like $15,000 with a house on it. Because there's no, now look at it. And so you look at a huge growth it's had, you know, out of San Diego. Yeah. And this would fit right in. I'm not just saying Temecula, but I'm thinking of two or three other places.
Laguna
Niguel, all those places.
Well, we have interest already in the Midwest, you know, that people have contacted us asking about it. And so that's something that we're looking at. We're not quite there as far as a franchise, just because franchising, there are a lot of legal ramifications that we have to put to bed and build out, but is what we're working towards. We also, letting the cat out of the bag, we are already kind of have boots on the ground, so to speak, in another state for another company-owned magazine that we've been working on for, what, Rhonda, maybe
six to eight months.
So,
we're close. We're really
close.
You mean
to buying the magazine?
No,
or,
another enjoy.
Okay, great.
Let me ask you something that's related a little bit to, you know, the store and the expansion, and we're coming up with Christmas. Christmas in October. Let's start now, because I swear I was in there and I was drooling over so many things, and things move, they go fast. It's not as if you're going to have 15 of one item.
No.
So if you keep going in regularly, because there's fantastic local jewelry and products, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, when it comes to your crates,
the gift crates,
how do you keep those in stock? I mean, when they go, they're going to go. So what happens there?
Well, the gift crates, we are this year trying to plan a little bit more accordingly, where we can have some basic things put together. But we are between our store and our store in Red Bluff. I've sat down with Kate, the store owner there, and Yvonne from a design perspective, and we are putting together a double-sided kind of brochure where we're going to be marketing our crates to businesses, and so they can do pre-orders. We'll also have an ad, I think, in next month's magazine where you can see some of the basics, where we'll have some already built out that you can buy, or you can flip it over and you can see where you can do a custom crate. We always do custom crates. You can come in at any time or call us with a budget, and we'll put them together.
We can make a KCNR crate. yeah. for people. No, we could. We could make a KCNR 1460 crate for people and put our logo on it yeah. someplace. And then you all be coming from Enjoy the Store, and then you and we could give that to people.
Enjoy on Wednesday. It's just fantastic. Congratulations again on your 8th year. And so if you're just tuning in, it's Rhonda Ball, James Masada. They're going to be with us all the way till the 9 o'clock hour, as they are every first Monday of the month. And, of course, you've been here, changed up a little bit that you're here the next three Thursdays. They're going to be the first Thursday of the month.
First Thursday versus the third, yeah. Yeah.
So that was kind of fun, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it was nice. We could talk about
that. And why are we
exactly.
doing that? Because you're busy putting on a show.
Well, this is how we work together. We one hand washes the other. I'm doing the thing at wherever you guys are coming in. Perfect, because you're launching, and yep. so it's a double whammy, especially for those people that you've covered. It's nice to bring in the artists mm-hmm. and people that you've done stories on as well, that you know, special interest stories that you get more time on the Thursday
right,
night.
Right.
So
what are our stories this month that you really, really like?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I know you like all of them, but there's some, too, is that.
They're all your babies.
Yeah, they're like all your babies. Which baby do you like better?
The Pioneer Saloon in Lassen, the Ale Works, they're the new, are revamped. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, beer's a big thing going on now in our
huge
in our area, so it's not just here in Reading happening. It's actually happening in a lot of the outlying areas. So
restaurants shutting down, breweries opening up.
Crazy.
Is that saying something about us? I'm not sure.
So Mount Lassen, tell us about that story.
Well, it is an old facility that's up in Susanville that has been rebirthed into Lassen Ale Works, which is a new brewery and I think it's just really awesome. I love Susanville. We go through it quite a bit when we go to visit my wife's family that's down in Bishop and Big Pine area, which is on the eastern side of the Sierras, mm-hmm. way south. So we drive through there a lot. Or, you know, we go to Reno for Big Bike Weekend and those kind of things. So we go through Susanville a lot. But the drive to Susanville is beautiful. And when you get to Susanville, it's a great place to stop and just stretch. But there's a lot going on in Susanville. It's, you know, its Main Street is picking back up and starting to thrive, and these really great local businesses are starting to boom again. And you know, what better place than to take a break and check in at a new brewery?
That's fantastic. And so, are they serving food too?
You know, I'm not
yes.
sure.
Yeah, they do. Uh-huh.
I haven't been there, but
oh,
I'm
well.
Excited.
Destination
to try
on.
It yet. My wife just actually went through Susanville last night, so that's why I was kind of like, oh gosh, I wish I was with her when she came back to visit. Family. Her father had his birthday, and so all the kids went down there. And of course,
cool.
I stayed home and watched our boys because.
Well, because they
don't fit in the car for 6
They need
hours
to be watched. They're teenage boys and need to be watched closely. All right, what else do we have?
What else do you got, Rhonda?
We have
a full issue.
It is. We have
always
a really
beautiful.
Great story about a local athlete.
Oh, yeah, this is.
He graduated from Enterprise High School in 2004, and he was a basketball. Actually, he played all kinds of sports in high school, but. Basketball was his love, and he has been able to travel all over. He's been to 13 countries playing basketball, including Mexico, Switzerland, and Poland, and right now he is playing in Israel.
Is this like professionally?
Yeah, and he's the team. Yes, and the team is coming to Sacramento on October 18th to play the Sacramento Kings.
Oh,
so exciting!
So he's made his living playing a basketball on. You know, there are a lot of the like almost like farm leagues
right.
that you'll see college players that
uh-huh.
don't quite make it into the pros. Go out there and they get paid a goodly sum to play because
yep.
people in other countries love to watch it and they bring in a lot of talent and then you know so. So he's been doing this since
right.
for
he
10
played it from
years.
Enterprise,
right? From Enterprise, and you know
what
his
a great
coach,
story.
His coach from Enterprise just had nothing but really great things to say about how humble and kind
What's
this
his name?
Gentleman is. His name is Brody Angley, and so yeah, he'll be back in the area.
He's obviously well known week. Because I've had a lot of people come into the store that came just to pick up the magazine specifically because they knew that Brody was going
wow.
to be on the issue, and they're like, oh,
and he's I don't know if he's Jewish or not, but he's playing on the Israeli team.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
you know, but again, for basketball and like other sports, you don't have to be of that nationality.
No, right.
Obviously, as we know, in our NBA.
And yeah. how cool is it to be able to travel all over the world and do something that you love? So.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
His parents still live here? Or?
His mom still lives here. His dad passed away,
mm-hmm.
And he has family here, too. So he's got
well, maybe he'll lives. Maybe he'll come on up if he's this close.
Maybe.
I bet they're making a tour, though.
I'm pretty sure he will because yeah. he does. His mom is here. And,
yeah.
Playing
yeah.
the Kings. That'll be great.
Yeah. So love that story. Wonderful. I love those.
Yeah.
I love those because, you know, sports was a big deal this weekend with the 49ers and the Giants playing 18 innings on
How'd that end?
Saturday night. Oh, they won.
Giants won.
Yeah.
I know 18. The 49ers, okay. 49ers kicked some butt out. Yeah.
So when was the last time the two of you went to a pro game?
I went last week. I went to a Giants game.
Rhonda goes quite a bit.
Really?
And Daryl went to my daughter's boyfriend works for the 49ers, so she has two tickets every week, every game, home game. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does she still work in the towers?
Yeah, her last day, she's due. That's why my phone is out because she's having a baby any day.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to take a break here after finding out that there's possibly two tickets out there. I'm still trying to figure out how we can get those at this point.
We have a story to tell you about the 49er tickets.
There you go. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest, Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, and Enjoy the World. right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Redding Electric Utility celebrates National Public Power Week, October 5th through the 11th. Hello, this is Jeff Granberry with REU. Please join me and all REU employees as we celebrate National Public Power Week. REU has been locally owned by the citizens of Redding and operated by the City of Redding for 93 years. REU is proud of our history and even more excited about our future. We're a major employer. We are your family. We are your friends. We are your neighbors. We are you. On behalf of the more than 160 men and women at REU, thank you for your business and for supporting your community-owned utility, REU.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your Barefoot Plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past 2 years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at wallnerplumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, good morning and welcome to a violin solo here on...
My chin is tired, sorry.
This gal is... Bob turned me on to this gal, this artist that you're hearing right now. And when she plays, she dances. She's like doing like high kicks. and twisting around and like doing all this, not kind of like modern dancing while she's playing. So she's a piece of work.
Is it Lindsay?
Yeah.
Lindsay Sterling.
Yes. And welcome back to the show. You're very good about that. You know your music too. Cause you,
I love
Casey and our 1460, Rhonda Ball, James Masada, from Enjoy Magazine are our guests this morning as every Monday, the first of the month. Talk about what's happening with the newest issues. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across from the Safeway there. Man's Last Stronghold, discounts for seniors and veterans. Great haircuts, great prices. Again, Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from Subway in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Okay, so I know you guys are here today. You've just expanded the store, the Enjoy store. We can't encourage you enough to go in there and see, you know, so many wonderful pieces of art and sculpting and jewelry and soaps and lotions and
peanut brittle.
I know.
I need to read this to you.
Okay.
Even my husband loves Enjoy Magazine. This month when it arrived, he brought it over to me and set it down. I was involved in a movie, so a few minutes later, he came over and grabbed it to read, saying, if you're not going to look at it now, I'm going to read it. There you go. You can't beat that.
I love it.
And there's no crime in a man looking at Enjoy Magazine.
No. Here's the thing.
Because you know what? It's sometimes you can't judge a book by its cover. I know sometimes the covers are very cute. Occasionally, we have a real masculine cover, but content-wise, it goes across all topics. I mean, there's great stuff in there on fishing and hunting and, you know, sports and mountain climbing, and it's everything.
It's Northern California. Yeah. This is Enjoy the magazine. It covers all these, and there's so many people that enjoy those type of outdoor sports: the fishing, the salmon fishing, the climbing, the hiking, mm-hmm. the bicycling, the shooting. Yep. I mean, that's just part of it.
Well, here's the deal. You never know who you're going to know when you're reading Enjoy Magazine, because it is your community at large.
Yep.
And then some, Red Bluff, 13 counties.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've got it open to a Q&A.
Well, I keep putting it a Q&A, but I wanted to just real quick, because I had a lot of fun. We've been talking about the store, and I don't want it all to be about the store, even though I love it and it's my heart and soul. But we obviously have a section in the back of our magazine every month that's kind of, we call it, it's the What's in Store. And this month, it's where we do a double page spread, and we feature one of our vendors or artists that we carry in the store. And this month is one of our number one selling products in the store, and that's our beer brittle. I know it seems like every time we come on air, we get somebody in the chat room that
is
asks
it in stock?
If it's in stock. And yes, we do. But what I'm really excited about is Rhonda allows me to go take pictures for this portion of our magazine by the skin of my teeth. But we're featuring the beer brittle makers this month in the magazine. And so the stock of beer brittle that we have in the store, I helped make. So when I was down there, I shot – We went through the process of making an entire batch and bagging
really?
It up, and then got to bring it and put it in our store. So it's got a little extra love in it because I was there and, you know, helped to get to make a batch of the beer brittle. And it was fun to see because, you know, you hear beer brittle and you think, oh, is there really any beer in there? And it's totally got Sierra Nevada Pale Ale in there. They pops open six packs and poured them in. And
my goodness,
it was,
there's a neat picture of
it. It was a blast. And it's all done in, you know, traditional amazing ingredients, and the people are the nicest people at Joy Lynn's Candy.
They sell a lot of that?
We do tons.
Can't keep it in stock. I mean, it flies out. I mean, it's in for like, what, 4 days?
Yeah. And the thing is that we have been really blessed to be one of the few vendors that can sell it, because at this point they're not selling to any other companies, because between us, our stores, and a couple of other distribution places, including Sierra Nevada, which sells it, and they make a special edition just for Sierra Nevada, but Sierra Nevada's just brought online their new facility in North Carolina. And so they literally are making it as fast as they possibly can to supply us and Sierra Nevada. So we're very fortunate to have gotten in with them to sell this product, and it's amazing. So
And it's kind of a neat Q&A for them, too, because he's a retired police officer, and they were just looking for something.
And it's a whole family.
Something to do.
Yeah.
It's a whole family
affair. Isn't that great?
And they've turned out to be so successful at it. That's wonderful.
And they really monitor and limit how they operate, and then they close down for a good portion of the year during the summer, the hot months, for their chocolate. But their place is spotless, and it's in Paradise, and we encourage you to go there and check it out. And I got to go in the back, and they have, like, literally a library of chocolates. So these boxes that you can pull down, and they're filled. They make them, and they fill these boxes, and they've got the picture of Lucy and Ethel on the line, yes. Where literally they have a line like that.
Tell me they don't have a line like that.
Oh, they totally do.
Because James and I can get on that line, and we'll make Lucy and Ethel look like,
they have two
look
lines.
Like a couple
Nobody
of like amateurs.
Can make Lucy and Ethel look
like amateurs.
No.
I know. I'm thinking James and I can do that.
That was classic.
You did not see them stuffing the peanut butter into their shorts. That would be happening to keep us from, okay.
But it's an amazing, and they're so nice, and so, you know, they're open now again, so you can go
okay,
visit.
Tell us the location of
they're
where they are.
Paradise above Chico.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it's a drive up into the mountains, and then they're not on the main street. They're off of a, you know, but you can get all that information here in the magazine.
The jalapeno beer brittle is addictive.
Okay,
I have three bags in my pantry right now. Sonny, Sun Goat, you are a hoarder. You
know, no,
and that's
I
why we
that.
Can't get that's why we can't get jalapeno beer brittle no. or 22 caliber no. ammunition.
No.
You know,
I bought that jalapeno because you're out of the beer. Brittle, and so I bought the jalapeno as to put in a present. And I love to be able, you know, you travel, you go home, like, of course, Thanksgiving's coming up, you're going to someone's house. It's nice to just to bring some local stuff from the Enjoy store. And that's one of them. So anyway, people just became fans after that. And then they come in on a regular basis to get the jalapeno. Now, you guys have a question to answer. Get Acquainted is one of your monthly segments.
We don't do it every month now, but we do it every so often.
Okay.
So, but we did get acquainted with Michelle Adams and Yvonne Mazzotta, who are the owners and publishers of Enjoy Magazine. So,
how cool is that?
Yeah, and you know, Michelle is very, very quiet, and a lot of people don't know her. And personally, I really love listening or hearing. Reading her answers to the questions that she got.
She's reserved and very focused and very smart, but she's not, you know, she's not like I am that's like, all over the place, you know. That's why we all have our roles that's
work awesome.
And balance. It works.
And even Yvonne, too. So
she's quiet.
Yeah.
And, you know, but you know that there's some serious stuff going on there with Yvonne.
Yeah.
You want to get some stuff done
right.
And have it be fantastic looking. Boy, she's the one.
Yep. So Michelle and Yvonne have worked together. They worked together at KMS first, and mm-hmm. they have worked together about, 20? They started working together in 1992, so a long time, long time. So
wonderful.
They really complement each other, I think.
Great working relationship
yep.
and friendship. You like to see that with women.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yep. And so we did a Q&A with them and asked them some silly questions and asked them some not so silly questions, and I thought this was turned out really well.
Must be proud, James.
I am.
You know what? This is
the mother of your children.
Yeah. She's an amazing human
she
being.
She is. You know what? What a lovely
anybody
person.
That could put up with me is an amazing human being.
Well, you know what? I say that about Linda too, but you know, frankly, you and I have our strong points, James.
Yeah.
But she is such a lovely lady. I mean, always calm. I mean, her outward demeanor is just calmness.
Mm-hmm.
And
classy.
You know, and, I mean, and you have to value that when you're in a high stress job, that there's, you know, that you're calm, there's calmness that you can go into, that little safe harbor.
Mm-hmm.
One last comment on the beer brittle, if I can make it here.
Yes, please.
One time,
talk too much
one
about
time
beer brittle.
I went in to buy, this is from Sungolm, I went in to buy some and was told a doctor had come in and bought them out. Now, you all have got to start looking at the
two minimum.
Truthfully, yeah. You've got to have a maximum, like you do for ammo, two boxes or
per
two
person.
Bags per person in the family.
Well, honestly, we do have quite a few people that will come from outside the area and will buy, you know, 12 bags, 13 bags,
yes.
and take them back because they distribute
yes.
them.
Yes, give them to their,
and this
yeah.
And this is from Delivery Boy. I was at the Joy Lynn store last Friday, and it's all of what the magazine says and more.
Oh,
wonderful
good.
People. So, see, I mean, you know, your magazine is people look at it, get ideas. We look at it and get ideas. Go, wow, you know, that's a good story.
Well, when people read the stories, we would ask also the public to do us a favor because it's also great for the businesses. If you've read something and enjoy, and you go and to venture and experience what we've written about, do us a favor and tell the business where you're at that you saw where you saw it and why you were there. Because you have to remember, this whole magazine revolves around our advertisers. And without our advertisers, none of this would happen. Just like what your business is based in. You know, advertisers are your lifeblood. This is how things work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we ask the consumers to tell them so that the people that you know, when they go into a store, they know where they're seeing and why they're there.
And you're making changes. And sometimes, you know, we're in the process, and we'll say that with you, business person, is that we make changes. Sometimes by popular demand, we change back. Mm-hmm. You try things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's just like for you, you may carry a product or you may have a layout in the store and somebody really liked the way that was. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, we're making some changes, but maybe you'll listen to the people. Of course, not maybe, you'll listen to the people.
Absolutely.
And maybe change things back. Now, you've got an article before we take our next break on soul food.
This is the ninth annual Make a Difference Lobster Feed that the Northern Valley Catholic Social Service does every year. And they've been doing this, well, for 9 years. But this is a lobster feed, and it's held at Pacific Farms in Gerber. And they've been doing this and raising money for, they are big.
Lobster feed?
Yes. Can you believe it?
How much is it? How much is
it's $85 a person.
It's in Gerber.
But it's all you can eat.
Got to spend the night.
And they put all the food on the table. They just kind of.
So the meanest gets the most.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that. Can you carry? Can you carry when you go in?
I don't know.
Okay, as long as you don't. What? Linda keeps going. She just puts her hands over her eyes when I open my mouth here about this.
Anyway. But you know what? I actually have been to Gerber at the Pacific Farms. We were doing a story or something, and that night they were doing this lobster feed, and this was probably 4 or 5 years ago, and they were getting ready for the lobster feed, and it just looked like a ton of fun, and they get a lot of people. They sell out, so and that's going to be happening on October 25th.
I just want one time in my life to be able to lay down somewhere and have somebody crack crab lobster and feed me and drown me in butter.
How old are the boys? You know, it's at some point. You know, sheesh, what? I agree with you on this. Is that, you know what I do? You know, I mean, you know, and I was just thinking that when you said that, is that crab feeds. Or the crab feeds are coming soon.
Uh-huh.
You know, so are we got to start lining up?
And I love crab.
You know, somebody told us at the beginning of us with Casey and I said, don't pick just one crab feed to back. And I said, you know, okay, why would you do that? Well, no, because, you know, somebody's, oh, this is the crab feed. No, he says, you can't do that because everybody goes to the crab feeds. And we find out now we go to three of them. And I think we just found out there's a possibility of a fourth one. And Linda at some point says, here, just eat my crab.
Yeah.
But she won't crack it for me.
Well, and I think we just got done too. Didn't they have a big old crawdad feed at
Rolling Hills? Yeah, they did it.
Rolling Hills.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the other
thing. Which I like.
Crawdad.
Well, you know what? Frankly, crawdads, I feel. What's that word? The perclump or whatever's that?
Verclump.
When it comes to these things, because I'm not sure you're supposed to bite the head and suck the tail. I'm not sure what
that means.
That's
like clutching your piles. I'm feeling verclumped.
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, I'm speaking
verclumped. It's a Yiddish
term. I'm feeling
term.
Verclumped, and we have to take a break right here. Carl Linda Bott, Casey and our 1460. Our guest, Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Empire. We'll be right back.
My name's Brent Weaver. I've spent the last year walking through neighborhoods and learning about the issues Reading residents care most about. I promise to fight to keep our neighborhoods safe and strong. Thank you for your support.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
Shelly is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelly visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hi, I'm Patrick Jones, and I'm asking for your vote this November for Reading City Council. We have many important issues facing the city, none more important than public safety. I am meeting weekly with Chief Paletti to institute a new auxiliary policing program that will help reduce crime before it happens. And this is only the start. I hope you join me this November. Vote Patrick Jones, Reading City Council. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Patrick Jones, 2014.
Beginning October 1st, the KCNR 1460 daily lineup changes with Laura Ingram from 9 a.m. to noon. Then, noon to 3, America's favorite financial and political analyst, Dave Ramsey, with one of the highest-rated programs on the radio today. Mark Levin will remain at 3 to 6, followed by Dennis Miller and Roger Hedgecock. KCNR 1460 with Nate Arborea on sports and more local programming than anyone else in Northern California. KCNR 1460, the pulse of the North State.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Hi, my name's Brent Weaver. I promise to fight to keep our neighborhood safe and strong. Vote for me, Brent Weaver, on November 4th. Together, we will take back our city, streets, parks, and neighborhoods.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460. So happy to have you decide and to share Carl and I and the Enjoy magazine segment with you on this Monday morning.
Community. It's community. And yeah, we pride ourselves on having, like today we had Red Smith coming in and talking about an article. We've had all of the candidates on. We've, you know, they're running for office. Today we talked to Make-A-Wish, talked with the Record Searchlight about the big thing they're doing here. And then, of course, we have, you know, two of our friends and in an organization and a magazine that we truly respect. And if it was not working, if it was not just as good as it is, it wouldn't be expanding the way it is. And so, didn't mean to take over from
no,
that.
No, no, I think I'm basically just, it comes down to our listeners. Thank you for joining. Thank you for deciding to put us in your life to listen to us in the morning. And we love to be able to bring on James Masada and Rhonda Ball, who started Enjoy Magazine. And they've been here as they progress and they grow. It's always wonderful to sit down with them monthly to hear what they're covering. And we hear more detail. We can look at pictures, but we get kind of inside. We can read about it, but we get the inside of where they're going and what they're doing. And I always just say it's really great. You know, integrity-driven businesses will always succeed. People feel it, and they know it on a visceral level. And so anyway, enough. We've just done the love and lick your face. Have we licked your face enough this morning? Uh-huh. Okay, so now what do you have going on?
Well, we have a story in this issue. Have you ever been to the Wink Fashion Boutique in Red Bluff?
I would like to.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, we do have a story. They've been around.
Just another lead for Linda. Thanks a lot, Rhonda. Now I'm going to come over and take your dog.
No, that's so okay. What is the Wink Boutique?
They are on Main Street. And
they've just relocated. So they've been there for quite a while, but okay, they've now moved to the Main Street.
Oh, are they eyeglasses?
No. It's a fashion boutique and salon. So
they have a salon there as well. Ooh. And these two women were going, you know, traveling out of the area to buy clothes for themselves.
Shop, yeah.
And they decided that they were going to open this shop, and they it's kind of their friends. They weren't really close friends until they opened this business together, and their friendship and their business partnership has blossomed. And so they have some great clothing and a hair salon there. And
they're a welcome business to Main Street there in Red Bluff. They're just down a couple doors down from the Enjoy store in the 600 block of Red Bluff Main Street. And if I tell people all the time, if you haven't been to Red Bluff in a while, it is such a great just, you know, afternoon trip to drive down. There are restaurants all along Main Street now. There are tons and tons of new shops to shop in. I mean, you can totally make a day of it and just, you know, walk a true Main Street, you know.
That, have fun. Yeah. Have a mocha.
Yep.
Walk up and down in and out of the stores.
Taste wine, eat,
oh,
shop.
Man, that's
lots
great.
And lots and lots of great boutiques.
And it's getting to the time of year when you want to take a friend and say, hey, let's just go take off for a little bit. Let's visit. Let's do some shopping. Let's get some, you know, Christmas stuff in. Parties. Things are coming up. Again, you're spending the holidays, and there's all kinds of parties that we're going to and things that we're visiting. Yeah. It's nice to have little hostess gifts. Why not just get some new clothes?
They do a fashion show too, twice a year.
Yep.
And they also they just took over the tuxedo rental business from Gail's Boutique, and then when that closed, and then they are starting. They're going to bring in Tom's Shoes as well. So, it's been very successful. They've been doing it for over 5 years, so that's pretty exciting.
Wink. What a great name.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's much better than Twitch.
Yep.
Although Twitch is a great dancer.
I'm super excited because it's getting close. My birthday is in October.
October what?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Okay, October baby.
People will send me presents.
Okay. No. Well, happy early
early October
birthday.
Early
October 17th.
October 17th.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And so for that, I bought myself birthday tickets for me and my other friend whose birthday is in October, and we're going to go see Angela Johnson, October 11th at the Civic Auditorium. I don't know if you're familiar. She's a comedian.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see her face.
You have to go check her out on Facebook if you haven't seen. She does a skit where she's Bon Cui Cui, and she's got this character, and then she also has this one where she's a I guess, like, I don't know if she's an Asian or a Korean nail technician, and she's hysterical.
I remember seeing a snippet on that.
Yeah.
Every now and then we like to turn on Comedy Central and watch. And they actually have had a couple specials lately that are just women.
Mm-hmm.
It's like five or six women.
They are so gross.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? And being a man,
and
it's tough.
And she did the nail technician one. Uh-huh.
It's tough being a man listening on an all-woman's comedy hour because we are just...
Women rule.
We are just
they
eviscerated.
They
go places we can't go. We went to enjoy the store in Red Bluff on Friday. Very cute, different from the one in Reading. They had great shoes. Winx is in another chat room. Winx is two doors down from the Enjoy store.
It is
in Red
Bluff. Their new
location. Okay, so we did not pay for
our people go
listeners.
Out. No,
to
our
put
people
that
go out there.
They're just.
I say the 600 block because there's so many things to see. But I mean, just jokingly, we have fun. We say the 600 block is the rodeo of
Rodeo Drive of Red Bluff. In this case, because there's horses out in front.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
For real.
Well, you guys are wonderful, and are there any store hours that are changing when it comes to the holidays for Enjoy?
Holidays, we'll expand our hours. Usually, we stay open about an hour later, but we also pick up a Sunday.
And what do you recommend as far as anybody who wants to have the Enjoy crate? Is it a week out? You know, just don't buy it and expect that you're going to wrap it that day.
Well, we try to accommodate if you come in, if it's this, you know, an emergency where you can stand and we'll put it together for you and wrap it up. But we like to have it at least if you come in the morning and have it pulled and then pick it up by the afternoon. Because it gives us time, you know, a lot of times staffing, you know, our job is to service customers that are physically there. And when you're there, that's great. But then if we have to go leave and do a crate, but we do a little bit of everything.
Can we say a month out?
Oh, you can do
it. And you can say, hey, look, in this crate, I'd like to have some beer brittle.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if you give it like a month out. I mean,
we have people that call and say, you know what, they're regular customers. We this is my budget, and I'm interested in a foodie basket I want a beauty basket.
Yeah.
And this is when I want to pick it up. That's perfect because then you know what, we put it on the calendar. We know that it needs to be done and completed by a specific time. It goes into owing. You can pay for it when you pick it up.
And you also are having, let's not forget the fact that you do have cheeses and beef.
Yeah.
You have a whole frozen like section that
we
think a lot of people don't know about still.
And Chocolate Day Nanette chocolates, too.
We have a whole chocolate area. Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. And soaps. Is it called Monkey Butt?
Monkey Fart.
Okay, well, I got in trouble for saying that word as a kid, so I don't say it, but I just went over the air. I thought it was
monkey
butt.
My mother would get up at this point, run over and
slap your face.
And wash your mouth out with monkey fart.
Slap your face. You don't
I know
that
it
word.
Sounds weird, like you don't want to smell like a monkey fart, but at the Enjoy store, you do.
And you can't keep that. You can't keep it in stock.
No.
So because it's just a cute. It's kind of a funny
you
name.
You want to buy it, so you can just send it to people you don't know.
Why is sending me this? Thinking of you.
Could you please bring me in a bar of that next time you guys come in? That would be great.
We'll actually buy it.
Yeah, we'll buy it.
Oh yeah, so you can do a giveaway.
Yeah. To me, to myself.
No, yeah, to yourself.
Just put one on each arm and just walk around.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, James Masada.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Have a great October.
Thanks,
and we will see you.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. We'll see you here the first Thursday of next month and the first Monday of next month.
Yep.
We will be here.
And we'll be in to see you in the store as well as Red Bluff as well.
And it's a short shopping season this year again. It's weird. So start thinking about it. I know I say, you know, I can't stand to see Christmas stuff up in October. However, this year is going to be.
Why is it short?
It's just
between
like
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there's just a shorter shopping season than there like there was last year. It's just it falls
2
weird.
Weeks. There was like 2 weeks after Thanksgiving. It was Christmas. So, all right, guys, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Wonderball James Masada.
Okay, tomorrow Dr. Primula Danuka will be joining us, the only woman oncologist in the Northern California region. She's going to be talking about breast cancer and other cancers that if early detection can be cured, can be very much addressed and for people. We're also going to be talking about what's happening in the world and what's happening just around here. I mean, as we know, the political campaigns are heating up even more. So all of this tomorrow on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Have a great day today. Head on down to enjoy. Head on out and just have a good day. It's going to be in the 90s today. Tonight's getting cooler. Remember, it's the good guy. You know what? You stick a photo in front of my face when I'm trying to talk.
It's the good guys against the bad guys.
Which are you?
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Supreme Court has rejected appeals from 5 states seeking to enshrine marriage as a union of one man and one woman. SRN News legal analyst Matt Staber says the High Court's action clears the way for so-called same-sex marriage in those states.
This is not some minor kind of decisions. This is a major cataclysmic cultural change that will also undermine marriage and family, hurt children, and have a direct conflict with religious freedom.
The justices stopped short of resolving the question of same-sex marriage nationwide, but the order immediately ends delays in Indiana and Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Ebola screening may be stepped up at the country's airports, at least those that are frequented by passengers from Africa. Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says the question is,
should there be an extra